In San Francisco, city election officials are proclaiming victory for a new voting system known as ranked choice voting. It allows citizens to rank their top three candidates in order of preference and eliminates the need for a runoff vote. Voters approved it in 2002, and this year was the trial run. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports that implementing the new system proved more difficult than expected.
Under ranked choice voting, voters get a chance to list their top three candidates for a municipal office. If the top candidate fails to get at least a 50% plus one majority, then the lowest ranking candidate is eliminated. The voters' second place preferences are redistributed to the remaining candidates, and the ballots are recounted until one candidate wins a majority. If that sounds confusing at first, then listen to Stephen Hill. He's a senior analyst for the Center on Voting and Democracy. 4 years ago, he led the campaign to get San Francisco to adopt this new system. Hill compares ranked choice voting with a visit to an ice cream shop.
You know, you go in and you say, I want my first choice, Fudge Ripple. And they say, I'm sorry, sir or ma'am, but we don't have Fudge Ripple tonight. Oh, well, how about Cherry Garcia? Have you got that? No, I'm sorry, you got to buy that over at Ben & Jerry's. Oh, well, how about just French Vanilla? Do you have that? Oh, sure, we have French Vanilla. That's your third choice, and that's where your choice counts on that third choice. And so it's really not any different than going in and buying ice cream. First choice, second choice, third choice.
But tabulating those choices turned out to be a bit more difficult. The heavy voter turnout for Tuesday's elections overwhelmed the computer software. Election officials spent Wednesday and Thursday trying to figure out the problem. Specialists for the software company traced the glitch back to a bad line of code, which limited how much data could be processed. The problem was fixed, and by Friday afternoon, Elections Director John Arntz held a news conference to release preliminary results.
What you're seeing is a snapshot. With the information that we have right now, if we ran the ranked choice method, this is what it would look like. This is how it would appear. This is what a contest would resemble.
Arntz says it could take 2 to 3 weeks for an official result because there are still about 60,000 absentee and provisional ballots to be counted. Nevertheless, the preliminary results suggest that 4 closely watched county supervisor races are all but over. And that left a huge smile on the face of Stephen Hill.
We had an election, voters went to the polls, they ranked their candidates, and the ballots are counted, and the election's over.
And, Hill adds, the city is spared the expense of a December runoff election. Such elections have been common in the past, when voters faced a large slate of candidates for a single office. The races almost never produced a majority winner. Those days are over, says Hill.
From all points of view, this is a win. This is a victory for democracy in San Francisco.
Not everyone is convinced. David Lee of the Chinese American Voter Education Committee says his group is looking into reports that some poll workers had incorrectly instructed Chinese voters that they had to use all three choices to make their ballots count. And Lee says the delay caused by the computer glitch can only increase skepticism about the new system.
With any novel or new system, it's very important to build trust immediately. And with that period of uncertainty right after the election, I think it sort of clouded people's faith in the system. Had it run smoothly, I think there would be no question.
Elections Director John Arntz acknowledged that the eyes of the voting public are on his department, and he invited any citizen to monitor the vote count. And he said getting the preliminary results out is proof that ranked choice voting works. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.